like the moment after the Big Bang of creation. We entered the church for the holy vigil in candle darkness. In the ancient image of Genesis, God said, "Let there be light." And the fourth gospel reflects that amazing pronouncement as St. John proclaims Jesus as the light of the world. Without light, there is no life, true in nature and in religion. 2 years ago, a microscopic blood vessel ruptured in my left eye, placing a dark cloud through which I could see only peripherally. Experiencing that macular degeneration in the past year, I can testify to the miracle of light. Only bright light can pierce that darkness, a good image of Christ right there. Thanks to modern-day science and monthly injections, my left eye is stable. My right eye continues to see. So as we celebrate resurrection light, this Easter vigil takes on a new reality. History also warns us of unknown dangers that can lurk with the miracle of sight. In the 19th century, an American astronomer, Percival Lowell, claimed to see canals on the surface of Mars, leading to speculation there might be water, intelligent life, even advanced civilization there. Years later, investigation with better telescopes revealed that what Lowell actually saw as he peered through the telescope was the refraction of blood vessels in his own eye. A significant parable. What we think is objective sight may be a reflection of our own selves, our own faults projected. So beware of what we think we see in others. Our sight may be a projection of ourselves onto them. I will not cite many examples. Last week on the car radio, a man exclaimed, "I saw things in a new light." Immediately, my brain shouted, "That's Easter." We see things in a new light. See, we can never look directly at resurrection light. That would be blinding. But we can see what the light of the risen Christ reveals, helping us to see and respond to the need made visible. Now, none of us can change the world. What we can possibly change what we see happening in front of us. Most of us were raised in the Christian faith, so I'm not sure we can comprehend just how radical Jesus' teachings were as he saw his own religious upbringing in a new light. Jesus, Yeshua, had a vision of his tradition's essence, its heart, and he was determined to live and, if necessary, die for that new understanding. Early Christians saw life and religion in Jesus' new light. As we responded to the chant, "The light of Christ, with thanks be to God," remember, please, it is the same God as our Jewish friends who call God Yahweh, Elohim, Adonai, and our Muslim friends who call God Allah, along with all the other names, more than 700 in Hebrew scripture alone. Ruah, breath, spirit, along with truth, wisdom, love, life, and all the other names. Bishop Tutu reminded us, God is not a Christian. The light of Christ does not allow religious provincialism. On this night, the light of Christ sees the world all its people, all relationships and religions in a new light, especially as we face a time of trial. It's a light that demands a response to what we see. Lest resurrection light shining from the cross be denigrated to the cuteness of Easter bunnies, three examples confront us right now. First, to speak up for Kilmar Garcia and all the men deported to that brutal prison in El Salvador without due process. We Americans, Christian citizens, whatever our politics, must stand for justice, insisting that all those men be brought back to have their day in court to determine guilt or innocence. Second, 1,000 children in Gaza are starving because of an Israeli blockade, as Israel continues to bomb refugee camps and our Ali Arab Hospital with bombs supplied by us and our tax dollars. We must protest. Stop the starving, killing, and destruction, or Easter is a pious fantasy, not worth it. Third, being a graduate of Harvard Divinity School, I can truly testify that academic freedom is under attack by a government trying to control, diminish intellectual integrity and diversity in every way. In the light of the risen Christ, I believe we must protest lest we fall prey to what happened in Nazi Germany and all dictatorships, along with all those Christians that didn't speak up. A free verse poem by Charlotte Harkin expresses such a vision, that resurrection light may shine in us and through us. Listen to this. It's when the earth shakes and foundations crumble that our light is called to rise up. It's when everything falls away and shakes us to the core and awakens all of our hidden ghosts that we dig deep to find once an accessible strength. It's in times when division is fierce that we must reach for each other and hold each other much, much tighter. Do not fall away now. This is the time to rise. Your light is being summoned. Your integrity is being tested that it may stand more tall. When everything collapses, we must find within us that which is indomitable. Rise and find the strength in your heart. Rise and find the strength in each other. Burn through your devastation. Make it your fuel. Bring forth your light. Now is not the time to be afraid of the dark. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.